foolish plans. A perfect picture of a hopeless case.
Welcome to Hope is Alive. Yes, hope is alive in our Lord Jesus Christ. Why? Because he said so. Jesus said in Luke, and he said unto them, I beheld Satan falling as lightning from heaven. Behold, I have given you authority to tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall in any wise hurt you. Nevertheless, in this rejoice not that the spirits are subject to you, but rejoice that your names are written in heaven. Did you hear that? The spirits are subject to you, and you've been given all power over them. Now in Matthew 10, he was speaking to his disciples, and he said, as you go, preach, saying, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Heal the sick, raise the dead, cleanse the lepers, cast out demons. Freely received, freely give. And then in Mark, he said unto them, go ye into all the world, and preach the gospel to the whole creation. And he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that disbelieveth shall be condemned. And these signs shall accompany them that believe. In my name shall they cast out demons. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall in no wise hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. Join us as we celebrate these verses given to us in God's holy word. Tonight we have a live interview with Mr. Everett Cox of Deliverance Ministries in Oklahoma City. We'll hear some more of his story and give you a chance to call in and ask questions concerning deliverance and setting the captives free. If you have a question about the issue of demons or evil spirits, then this is the time to call and ask. Join us because hope is alive in our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Good evening and welcome to Hope is Alive. Good evening, Brother Ralph.
Good evening.
And good evening, Pastor Cox.
Good evening, Brother Richard, Brother Ralph. Blessings from Oklahoma.
Amen. Amen. Well, welcome back. Hope you guys had a good end of the 2018 calendar year and a good start to the new calendar year, 2019. And I know we've got a couple of callers scheduled, so I'll keep an ear out for them and let you know when they come on. And, men, we'll just turn it over to you.
Thank you, sir. Sure appreciate it. We do welcome you back to Hope is Alive, the testimony show about those who've been set free from that which has hindered them, tormented them, harmed them, and being oppressed by the enemy. We do thank you for joining us. I am Ralph, and, of course, with me, as always, is Pastor Cox. If you have any information about deliverance, please go to deliveranceusa.com. Just about everything that we talk about is on that website. It's all free of charge right there to your disposal, the many, many tools that we talk about. Also, you can get the book called Doing the Supernatural Works of Jesus, written by Pastor Cox. That nearly 40 years worth of experience played down into it. You can obtain that by calling Richard at the office, 307-742-7582. And, Pastor, it's good to be back, isn't it?
Well, it is. It seems like it's been too long.
It does. It does. It seems like it is too long. We took our mandatory union vacation. Not really. We've got a lot of things going on over the holidays, so instead of trying to get people to come on and give testimonies when they're busy, we just take the 2 weeks off so we can come back fresh and renewed. And if you don't mind, Pastor, I've got a few thoughts that was coming to me today. And it was just manifested perfectly in a testimony that Brother Leon gave during the prayer meeting. I knew the prayer request. I was part of that group of people that he put it on there. And when Leon received the healing that he commanded, now mind you, he wasn't asking, he was commanding. He said it right there, he commanded his esophagus. And I know when I prayed, I didn't really know the exact problem, but I commanded whatever it was to go away, because he just gave us just a general prayer request. But the thoughts that came to my mind as I was listening to a sermon today by Derek Prince. If you all don't know who Derek Prince is out there, he was probably a pioneer in modern deliverance for this century. Was a wonderful preacher. I know that you've met him on a couple occasions, didn't you, Pastor?
I never met him, but I've heard many of his tapes and videos.
Okay.
Watch them.
But anyway, the title's called Aggressive Prayer. And you can look it up on YouTube. If you can't find it, you know how to get a hold of me, let me know, and I'll get it to you. Or ask Richard, and I'll send a link to him. But anyway, he talks about in Colossians 2, the victory that we have. Colossians 2, starting with verse 13, we talk about the victory that we have, that Jesus accomplished. And this was something he had said. We do not have to defeat Satan. That was done at the cross. We have to administer the defeat. Jesus has already achieved for us. And part of that administering is exercising in Great Commission, commanding these things. We don't have to ask the Lord to do it. He already told us, you go do it. Then it talks about in Colossians 2:15 about the triumph. Now, it's interesting. I never thought about this. Triumph is not the winning of a battle. It's the celebration of the battle that's already won. We have won the battle. The battle was won at the cross. I know that there's been several times I've been prayed over by Pastor Cox, and he'll remind me that I was healed over 2,000 years ago at the cross, because the accomplishment for my healing was already there. The accomplishment for Leon's healing was already there 2,000 years ago. He just had to apply it, and he applied it, and he overcame tonight. How did he overcome? Because we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. So by him giving that testimony, he overcame, and he helped others overcome. And I just, it was just, all seemed to come in coordination with the way the Holy Spirit works, and then Leon giving that testimony, and I just wanted to share that tonight, Pastor.
Yes, and we see it over and over and over that we are to be commanding in Jesus' name, that we have been given this, as I often call it, a power of attorney, but that's really what it's like, where Jesus said, he that believeth in me, the works that I do, he shall do also, even greater works than he shall do, because I go to the Father. And so he's given us this power to speak in his name, and it's a little hard to get a hold of initially, because we've all kind of grown up the other way, you know. But I still have to pinch myself that I've been given this amazing power. Well, you've been given this amazing power, Ralph, and the other believers listening tonight, for us to speak in Jesus' name and command these changes to come about. That's, you know, we see this limb check Monday night. I had a great ministry case, but one of the things we did, he'd had a back problem for some time, and we did, as we do, and the teams do it, we did the limb check. And I had him sit in a chair, straight back chair, and lifted his shoes up. One leg was a little shorter than the other, commanded it to just pain, go, in Jesus' name. And out came the short leg. Now, I wasn't praying to the Father in Jesus' name to do that. I was commanding it directly. Had him stand up then. He had one arm that was short. I had him bend at the elbow so he could see this arm that was short, and did the same thing. I put my hand under his two hands as he had his arms straight out in front of him, and looking at that short arm, commanding in Jesus' name to adjust, pain, go. And out came the short arm. I'd seen thousands of those, 40 years worth of them, and it's still hard to sink in that you and I are to be commanding, not praying, to the Father and Jesus, and God does answer prayer. But here we've nevertheless been given this power to do it in His name, and it's exciting, and it's direct, and it we watch it happen. And just as Leon reported there. So, praise God, we're learning, aren't we?
We are. And, you know, when you said the power of attorney, that, you know, that's one way to use today's legal terms for it, so people understand that the Scripture talks about us being ambassadors of Christ. And when you're an ambassador, when you go over as an ambassador, you already have the authority to negotiate, to do whatever needs to be done to get the thing to get through whatever, you know, whatever the issue is with another country. So as we as ambassadors in Christ have already given that battlefield commission with Luke 10:19, the Great Commission that's laid out in the end of Mark, and we don't have to ask anymore. We have command, and it's really easy to forget that. And sometimes I'll catch myself as I had a chance to minister some deliverance to a couple of members of the body this last week or two. And as I was telling them, I was trying to correct them. I had even said, I said, look, even here I still say it. And here I've been on the radio for X amount of years teaching this, and I still catch myself slipping up and not saying what I should do and command it. And it was interesting, Pastor. I know I told you a little bit about it, but I was able to get head demon up on both of them. And when I had them there, and I had that demon there, and I was interrogating it, I wasn't showing any quarter. I wasn't showing any mercy. I was interrogating, and I was telling that demon what it had to do, and it had to leave. And every time it gave the legal right, we had dealt with the legal right and broke it, and I sat there, and I remember when it was all balled up in this lady's stomach, I got right down there, and I pointed right at the area, and I started just commanding right there, just like it was a little child, you're going to do exactly what I say, and you're going to come out now in the name of Jesus. And that's just the way we've got to get sometimes and get aggressive on these spirits and get aggressive in our prayer, because we don't have to ask. We've already been told.
Amen. And we are enforcing what Jesus did at the cross, that the Son of God was manifest to destroy the works of the devil, and He did it. And now we are to enforce that, and that's what we're doing constantly as we minister to these people.
Praise God. Praise God. Now, there has been some big news that happened at Deliverance Ministries. They have changed their location. And
yes, it was a big evening.
New place.
Yes,
it was the first day of the weekend, wasn't it? The new place.
Yes. Worked out fine and amazingly smooth. We had 15 there for ministry, some from out of state. And what was really amazing, we had 32 in the team room. And now some of those were in training, but there was probably in the neighborhood of 21, 22 trained ministers there Monday night. So we actually had extra ministers with just 15 cases. We actually thought we were going to have more. We had more on the list, but as often happens, the enemy talks a certain number of people out of coming, and we see that fairly often. But well, it was a great evening. Everybody had wonderful ministry and just, you know, smooth. Praise God.
Praise God. And as I talked with Pastor earlier this week, we kind of communicated a little bit on the upcoming broadcast and things we've done. He was telling me about ministering to someone in Australia, and I can't remember where the other person was.
Well, I've got one set up with a lady in France
next
Thursday.
Okay, mm-hmm. So you haven't done that yet. But one thing
that
we talked about, it's just through a video. I think you said you were going to use Zoom. I've never used Zoom, but I'm familiar with it. But
it's like Skype.
It is.
Works good, though.
How amazing it is that here's Pastor Cox in Oklahoma, and on the other side of the globe, there's a person in Australia, and he has as much authority as if that person was right in front of him to cast that out. And it reminded me of when the servant came to Jesus, and he says my boy's sick, and Jesus says, all right, here I come. He goes, no, just say it, it'll happen. And Jesus marveled at that type of faith. And that's the same thing. Jesus wasn't there. He prayed or commanded that spirit out in the distance to go. And just like that, you know, he didn't have Zoom, but but here's ministering to someone.
He didn't need it.
he didn't need it. Thousands upon thousands of miles away, and that we're able to do that. And that's just, praise God for that technology. Praise God for that authority to be able to work with someone there. And we're obviously doing things that the apostles couldn't even fathom because we're given a technology. So praise God for that technology. Pastor, we've got our first caller. Thank you for calling this evening.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thank you for inviting me.
Yes. Thank you, Shanice, for calling in. Ralph is on here with me. He's up in Missouri. And we're excited you've come with us and to share. So why don't you go ahead and give some history on yourself, Shanice, and when you were born again and how you heard about deliverance and then what your deliverance was like and the experiences you've seen. We've got about 20 minutes to visit.
Okay. I grew up in the church, so I was baptized as a child. Later on when as an adult, as I drew closer to the Lord and understood more about Him and formed a relationship with Him, not just through my parents or, things around me with Him personally, and I was baptized again in my late 20s, been serving Him and loving Him and, sharing with others now for a while. I first heard about, Deliverance Ministries at a Christmas party. the executive pastor of our church was having a Christmas party, and the Petersons were there, and I was just drawn to Miss Mary Jo, and we just start talking about the Lord and His goodness, and then she started talking to me about Deliverance Ministries, and I should come out. We were talking almost all of the night, and I was just sharing some things with her, and she was sharing back with me, and she felt like it was a good place for me to come. So I came a couple weeks later, and it was, as soon as I walked in the room, it was like, and there were other people there, and Mr. Everett was at the front, and he was sharing his testimony and going through the process, and as soon as I walked in, it just felt like this is where I needed to be, from the things that were on my heart, and things I had been dealing with and needed some help, really, and needed some healing and some understanding. So I went, and we went through the prayers, and then I was assigned to a wonderful deliverance minister who just took me through the whole process. We went through breaking soul ties. We talked about forgiveness, not just for others, but for myself as well. We talked about inner healing, and the Holy Spirit just in a wonderful way used her to lead me to some places that I didn't even know were bound up in, and she took authority over some things while we were there that I didn't know how to or needed to do, and it just really, I felt not just relief, but the presence of the Lord in an even deeper and in deeper way. I felt like in Isaiah 61, and he talks about Jesus, the Spirit being on him, and him preaching good tidings to the poor, and healing the brokenhearted, and giving sight to the blind, and proclaiming liberty to the captives, and doors open for those that are oppressed. I felt like that was just coming alive through Deliverance Ministries. And so it was just a great experience.
Shanice, did you were you able to feel those spirits coming out when you were in the deliverance part, or how do you know?
Oh my goodness, yes. I mean, I was almost crying from the time I got there to the time I left. I was the last person there. She was so patient, and I just, there's a problem list that we go through, and she went through that list, and she called those things out, and I could just feel a peace in my soul. And, you know, whether crying or yawning or the things that I was doing, rocking, it was just, I could just feel myself being relieved of things. And it was just so great. And then my crying turned into just rejoicing, crying from rejoicing, because I was feeling the difference. I could feel it being lifted from me.
Praise God. So the things that were addressed, have you seen changes in your life?
I did, because I was changing. You know, my thinking about some things was changing. I wasn't believing some lies that the enemy had been telling me for so long. And so my mind was renewed. And then as my mind was renewed, then other things just began to line up with that, with the truth of the Lord. So definitely.
Praise God. And that's, of course, why I see it today, why Jesus so clearly commanded believers to cast these things out. It turns out our experience has been most people have them come in through the
right.
generational door and the unforgiveness door, and, you know, there's 15 doors. There's actually another door we don't talk about much, but even music. Some of these groups have dedicated themselves, made a contract with the devil as such, mm-hmm. in their, you know, their music and their whatever they do in their bands and stuff. And so when people get around that, they're opening some doors, I remember one case, a young lady one time, she came in several times and fear kept coming back. And finally we went out there, I guess it was, it's been so long ago, but I remember this, there was a poster of one of these rock groups on a wall, and when she finally took down that poster, then she was able to stay free from the fear. It's amazing, isn't it? The things that the legal rights the enemy can be using on us. It's like a detective job sometimes, trying to gather clues, you know, figure out what the enemy's using as legal rights. But she got set free and stayed free then. And so that's exciting, Shanice. And you're starting to come through the training now.
I am. I have been enjoying it. I've been coming for several weeks now. And I've learned so much. And something that I really appreciate about the ministers there is that it just comes from a place of love. It's just they're allowing God to love other people through them. And there's like no judgment, no criticism, but patience is just beautiful. As they minister to others, they're not trying to rush people or make them have certain things, or they're just really walking through their lives with them. I didn't understand how many doors there were that were opening, like you were just talking about the posters and the music. I didn't understand how many doors that the enemy can use to, you know, entrap and ensnare people. And so through the training, I've just been learning about all of that. I've been learning about the importance of inner healing and breaking ungodly soul ties, and how that affects not just a person, but a generation and generations. And just from the different, I'm allowed to go and sit with ministers who are, you know, working with different people that are coming in. And we don't talk, those that are observing, but we get to pray and listen, of course. And so just some of the things that I've heard and seen, and the way that the minister uses the word of the Lord and takes authority, the authority that Jesus has given them to cast those things out. And I can see the difference in the people from when they came to when they left, and how they were able to forgive. And they had not forgiven those persons before that moment. And before the presence of the Lord had touched them in that way, and they were got to see the things that were happening within them, was the way the enemy had been attacking and entrapping them, and had them bound in different ways. So it's really been, I just learned so much. It's been amazing for me.
Have you noticed how different they look at the end of the evening?
Yes. I mean, it's people. Really changes. Their body posture changes. It's just, it's like, and they, and the people that come, well, that we, that I've been, had the privilege to work with, they want to be there. They want to help. And the ministers want to help them. And I've heard the minister say at the beginning, you're in the right place. We want to help you. We want you to be free. And we want you to be healed. And so, and that in itself, I see, give people such comfort. But it goes beyond comforting words. It goes into action. And you can see that. And they will say that. And they will tell you that. And they'll say, it's been so long since I felt this peace. And it's, and you can tell by the way that they, their countenance on their face, and like I said, and their body language, and even how they respond to the minister. At first, they were just real, maybe closed off, but at the end, they're trying to hug them and thank them and show, you know, their appreciation. Even really him, but still. So it's been wonderful to be part of it.
It's so amazing. We've seen it over and over. We really need to have some mirrors around so they can see how they look afterwards. But we've seen it happen so many times. That the man I had Monday night, he looked like a different person. He was just kind of slumped over and looked depressed. And by the time he left, he's smiling and just totally pumped, and he looked younger. That's another amazing thing, how they look. People so often look younger afterwards. It just blows us all away. I never get over the amazement of that. Well, it's the Jesus overhaul. I often call it that because that's kind of what it is, you know.
It really
he
is.
He paid for the
it
price
really
of, for us to be free and healed from the cross, and now we, in his name, are to be applying this power. We were talking earlier how we have to adjust, instead of praying to the Father in Jesus' name to do this or that, that we, in the name of Jesus, command it directly, like the limb check. You've seen some of the short legs and arms adjust, have you?
Yes, I experienced it myself.
Okay, tell us about it.
Yes, I did. I was like, oh my goodness. I was just like, I felt that. It was just, yes, it was great. And I still confess those things. One of the things that they, the deliverance ministers teach those who come for ministry is you have to keep doing this. You have to keep speaking of yourself. So much literature is given, you know, so they can go home and stay in their freedom, and that it be maintained. And so saying things, you know, just confessing things over yourself, saying your word, make sure you're praying, keeping those doors closed. It's just so important, the work that's being done.
Yes. Yeah, as we often say, getting free is one thing, staying free is another. And so you have to get enough education about the war and how to deal in it, no different than any other military operation. You need to get intelligence on the enemy, how to deal with them, how to keep them at bay, and how much power you have in your weapons. In Jesus' name, we have all power, as we've seen, that they may have legal rights that we have to deal with, but it is exciting to go through that process. Well, it sounds like you're learning it pretty well, Shanice, and I'll bet it won't be long until you're out there ministering.
Right, I'm excited about that. I am.
I can tell you'll be a good minister.
I'm sorry?
Now, you're energized.
Pastor?
Yes.
I don't know Shanice. I've never met her. But you can hear the joy in her voice.
Yes. Yes, for sure.
You can hear the joy that's coming over. I did not meet you before. I suspect it was probably always there, but just not as much as it is now, because you've got absolute joy coming over the airwaves.
Is that a fair statement, Shanice? Mm-hmm. You're overflowing, it sounds like. I mean, you're really pumped. Praise God.
I really believe Jesus. I really believe that he wants us free, and he wants our hearts healed, and he wants us to know how much he loves us. And because of what he's done, of course, on the cross, but what he's just done in my personal life and in the lives of others and what I've witnessed and experienced, I just want other people to experience it too. So that's just my mindset every day. You've got to know about this love. You've got to know about this freedom. You've got to know that this joy that you can receive through his truth and through his spirit is real. And it's not temporary. It does not have to be a temporary thing for you or for anyone. And so that's just what that joy is.
So true. And it's going to be high adventure from here on. I just constantly praise God that somebody shared with me on about all this, because I could have missed it so easy. I say that quite a bit, but it's such a big factor when I think about it. I could have missed 40 years of this Holy Spirit activity and having fulfillment of God using little us to speak in his name and see these miracles come about. We've seen thousands of them now. We ministered to 776 last year. I haven't got the count in yet for this year, but probably be up in the 850 range, I'd guess, somewhere in there. And my goodness, we could have missed all that.
Right. You know, I'm so glad we did.
The person that shared with me initially 40 years ago, I was with today, actually on a little fishing trip. And we were reminiscing. We always do talk about God as we out there fishing, going and coming, you know. And I just was telling him how much I appreciated that if he had not shared with me 40 years ago that we wouldn't have Deliverance Ministries. And
right. So
but praise God he did, and look what's happened. And it just goes to show what any of us can do individually and where it may go from there in helping people. And I imagine you will see many, many things happen in your life, Shanice, as you're getting into this, and I can see you're going to be a strong team leader.
Amen.
Thanks,
on that.
Guys. Thank you so much.
Now, Shanice, thank you so much for calling in tonight. Any final word to the listeners before we sign off with you?
Just know that his love is real, and that you matter, and what he does through you matters, that he needs us to stand our ground and to walk in the authority that he has given us. We have to enforce that victory of Jesus. And that I just love y'all so much, and I'm praying for everyone, and we're united in the Spirit and bound by love and peace. So that's all.
Oh, sweet. Thank you, Shanice.
Well said. Thank you.
Blessings to you.
Thank you. Good night.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Pastor, it sounds like she said what I brought up at the very first, the radio broadcast. We have to administer.
Yes.
Administrative authority. So, you know, as she was describing what it's like there at Deliverance Ministries, for those of you who haven't come, she really just nailed it right on the head. And what she described, joy, patience, the peace, the love, what are those things? That's the fruit of the Spirit. That was, of course, when I first heard about it and was going out there, I was kind of, I don't know. And that was a witness to me. Was the word says you'll know them by their fruit. And when you see the fruit of the Spirit being operated in, you know this isn't a game, this isn't a charlatans, this isn't of the enemy, it's of the Holy Spirit. And when you think about a pastor sharing a photo with him and Lindsay today, Lindsay's his name, isn't it? You were fishing with?
Yes, with Dr. Myers.
Yeah, and I thought that was him, but I wasn't 100% sure. And as you talked about that, you thank God he shared. He was obedient in this area. He planted a seed, and by that seed, he talked to you about deliverance, to actually took you through it. But he planted that. If he had not shared it with you, there's no way that the Holy Spirit could have caused the watering and the growth. And look at the growth, that little seed being planted there nearly 40 years ago that has gone out here. I mean, it's just, it literally is like the little mustard seed putting out the huge bush. So, you know, I don't know how much your friend has done with deliverance after that, but just by planting that one little seed, how much has gone with this ministry, what has helped so many people over the 40 years, how many people they have.
Yeah. We talked about that very thing. We discussed that very thing, and Dr. Meyer said he had tears in his eyes as we were reflecting on it and how many people has been touched.
Yes.
And, of course, we wouldn't be on the radio show right now had he not shared 40 years ago.
No, we would not. And it's praise God that he believed the word and applied the word and applied the victory, and look what that's accomplished. So praise God. Thank you for that such little thing there many years ago, Lord, because of how it's just blossomed to what it is today. And Dwayne is with us. Dwayne, thank you for calling.
How are you tonight?
I'm fantastic.
Praise God.
Yes, we're blessed. We're
Amen.
Blessed. This is Ralph that's on here with me in Missouri, Dwayne. And this is Everett. Thank you for calling. And why don't you go ahead and give some history on yourself, Dwayne, and when you were born again, how you learned about deliverance, and then what you may have experienced in your ministry session, and then experiences you've seen.
Okay. I was born again 9 years ago. I came to the Lord, and I'm just going to be honest with you, most of my life, the reason I didn't want to be a Christian is because I never thought I could weigh up. I never thought I would be good enough. I had a victim spirit most of my life. Early in my life, I was molested as a child, and the molestation turned into anger and hatred. I ended up spending 14 years of my life in prison because of all my anger issues. And in 2011, I met a man by the name of Jesse Milo, and he was telling me that I needed to get delivered of a lot of things that I had going on in my life. Well, I just thought all those things were me. I thought I was just a bad person. And my wife had went to deliverance before I did. And at the time, I really thought she was one of the worst people in the whole world. And I saw what deliverance did to her life. And if God could do something like that to her, then I knew that nothing was impossible. So when I saw what he had delivered to done for somebody else, and then I began to learn the word about the word sozo, which means be redeemed, delivered, and healed. It's a process. And so many people, they carry around the spirit of unforgiveness. And if you have unforgiveness, you're not going to go nowhere. So for like 6 months, I kept on being tormented with why I couldn't go to deliverance and why I didn't believe it. And my minister there, the night I went to deliverance, his name was Jim Waldrop. As we began to go through the door clearance and prayers with you, you know, I thought, wow, this is just a prayer and there's nothing in it, because I began to yawn and everything else. I thought I was tired. I just wanted to go home. But literally there were manifestations of demons because I was yawning them out going through the door closing prayer and closing doors of unforgiveness. And then as I went through deliverance with Jim, we opened so many doors that need to be opened, and exposure needed to take place, and rocks need to be turned over so I could literally get all these things out of me. So many things manifested out of me that night. When I left deliverance that night, I thought, oh my gosh. I didn't just ask for Jesus into my heart in a church and feel nothing. I literally felt the power of the Holy Spirit lift things up off of me, take things up out of me and release me from so much bondage that I brought into that place. I had a victim spirit, an entitled spirit. I had an unworthy spirit, an inadequacy. I had hundreds of demons that I was released from that night. And since that night, I haven't looked back. In the 8.5, 9 years that I've been with the Lord, I've been able to reach thousands of people with this. Deliverance is real. It's a part of the process. It's exactly what it says in the Bible. In Mark 16:17, it says that we, that in the end time, that we, that those who believe that these things, that we shall expel demons. And it is so easy to do when you really can, you know, live in that James 5:16, confess your fault to one another, you can be healed. And that confession, and really people that are there to listen to you and really get to the bottom, the root of these issues. And that's what it is. Everybody wants to talk about the fruit of the issues, but deliverance is the root of the issues. And then it's no more playing.
Yes. Yes, so true.
And,
you know, getting to the roots and getting those roots cut.
And that's what deliverance is. Deliverance is the root of the issue, not just addressing the fruit, like addiction. I never thought that I could overcome addiction. But when we addressed on hurt and I learned how to forgive, then I could be able to be healed. You know, healing does take time. But all of the other demons that come in through that door of unforgiveness, they leave. They have to.
Yes. It's the biggest of the 15 doors that we've recognized, Dwayne, and that unforgiveness door. It's so slippery. Well, who had messed up on that, you know? I mean, the flesh doesn't want to forgive, so we have to take authority over ourselves and being entities of free choice and choose and go ahead and forgive. And then
forgiveness is a must. Forgiveness is not something you can compromise and tolerate. Forgiveness, Jesus says that. You must forgive to be forgiven. You know, in Mark 11:23, he says, you can speak to a mountain until that mountain be cast and removed into thy sea, and you can have whatsoever you say. But in the 24th chapter, he tells you that forgiveness is not something you can compromise. You have to forgive. And learning that forgiveness is something that you have to do moment by moment, because we live and a tainted, tarnished world that's surrounded by demonic. It's not how what they do, it's how you respond that matters.
Yes. Yeah, that's so true. And I tell the teams and the teaching that if the person hasn't, if there's someone he can't forgive or he can't, he or she, forgive him or herself, don't go any further until they have dealt with this and gone ahead and chosen and forgiven. Otherwise, the demons have a legal right to be there. Jesus said, you'll be turned to the tormentors, Matthew 18:34-35 in the King James. And that's exactly what we see. The demons have a legal right as long as the unforgiveness is there. So it's really the largest of the doors that we recognize that these evil spirits can come through to torment Christians. So the good news is we're in control to forgive or not. So if a person
and that's
really
the truth. You're in control of your destiny when you forgive. You know, I was raped and molested as a child, and the door of anger, I held on to it for 30 years. From the time I was 3 years old until the time I was 9 years old, I was raped and molested as a child. And I didn't understand why I was always angry and why I had so much hatred and everything else. And I was always a victim from it. And if you're a victim, it's like this, hurt people hurt people. And then when you hurt people, then you become a rejected person. And then nobody wants nothing to do with you. And it's really just like the devil does. He literally, you know what, the Bible says this, he's been running the earth to and fro seeking whom he may devour. When he's got you off by yourself, it's easy to devour you. And when I literally closed that door of unforgiveness, that's when the healing took place in my life. And since I've seen what deliverance can do and what it has done in my life, it's so easy to understand where the attack is coming from, how to discern it, and how to respond.
Yeah.
And that's been the way I've been able to stay free and teach people how to stay free.
Dwayne, when you were ministered to, did you feel those spirits coming out, or how did you know they were there and departed?
When I was going through the door-closing prayers, I yawned them out. I literally felt them come out through my yawns. I felt them coming out. I can remember my chest getting tightened up where I couldn't breathe, where I felt like they were just hanging on to me. I burped them out. I farted them out. I can remember something speaking out of my mouth, and I was so embarrassed talking to my minister, and he said, "Don't worry, that's not even you." I was speaking in the weirdest jibber jabber that I ever have seen. And after that, I haven't had those issues. You know, when I was a child, I used to be held down by demons at nighttime in my bed where I literally couldn't move. Since deliverance, I haven't had any of those issues.
Mm-hmm. Well, praise God.
Praise God.
Well, what a change.
It has literally changed my life. It's changed my life.
You
my wife's life. I mean, you know, since then, I mean, addiction. I haven't had one look back. I haven't had one hiccup. And in 9 years, for 20 years, I couldn't overcome addiction. And I haven't had one slip up. In those 9 years, I haven't looked backwards or anything else with the spirit of addiction.
Praise God.
And you know what? I'll never tell nobody I'm addicted, because the only thing I'm addicted to is Jesus.
There you go. I don't like
and the Holy Spirit, because I can't go anywhere without it.
Yes. Yeah, since we get what we say, it's a great thing to keep saying how you are set free and no longer is a problem. Since we get what we say, you know, you were quoting Mark 11:23 and 24 earlier, and that's so true that the tongue has the power of life and death, will eat the fruits thereof. We see it over and over. I sure had to make a lot of changes as I learned about this, to start speaking the positives instead of negatives. Most people haven't got hold of that. It's still kind of unknown.
And that's the truth, because the Bible says the power of life and death is in the tongue. We create and set a tone and atmosphere literally in the spiritual realm, because it says, "For we wrestle not against flesh and blood." We literally give them authority when we speak negative.
Exactly.
And instead of speaking a negative, you can produce a positive. And you've got God's angels and armies of our angels right now ready to go to war from you. When you take that Luke 10:19, he says, "Behold, I give unto you all power and authority to trample on the serpent and over all power of the enemy." You know, so many people literally don't understand. They look at the fleshly side instead of the spiritual side of what's going on in their life. And,
yeah.
And literally the spiritual side is really where the battle's at.
Mhm. Yeah, so true. So true. Dwayne, have you thought about going through our training and being a minister?
I've went through some of your classes. I've come up there. I've filled in with Jesse, you know, several times before there.
Yeah.
I mean, I've worked with Jesse and Jim and Jack. I mean, Jack and Jim and Jesse, we've had deliverances on Sunday nights here. At our building, we have a building ministry called the Church with No Walls, and literally, we've been able to see hundreds of people set free.
Praise
I've been
God.
Ministering, and I've been able to see God move, you know, with the ministries of Church Under the Bridge, Church with No Walls, the Tanner House. I mean, you don't understand what deliverance has done and what you did there, what God did in that deliverance ministry that night.
Wow.
I've been able to minister to thousands of people and be a true witness of what Christ can do, because I am a living miracle of the power of the Holy Spirit.
What a testimony. what a testimony. Yes, you can share because you've been there with so many of you know. With,
I can literally relate
from.
To what somebody's been went through because I've been there.
Yeah.
And that's what, you know, so many people don't understand. A lot of people can't relate because they don't have those same scars. If you'll remember when Doubting Thomas said to Jesus, he said, I don't want to hear about your miracles. I want to hear your, let me see your scars. That's the thing. We need to expose our scars to people. You know, ministers and everything else. We've been through it.
Yeah.
If we didn't go through it, how could we tell people about it?
We've all come from somewhere.
That's right.
We all have different things of our past that we can share and relate to certain people. Oh, yeah. And, of course, the ministers, the people that go through and get deliverance so often and then have a compassion, just like the young lady that was on just before you, she has a compassion to help people. She's going through the training now. But when a person gets free and sees how this works and how these spirits are bothering people all around us, then once you learn about it, you have a compassion to want to help those around them, you know, and learn how to do it. So we need an army. The need is huge, and overall the workers are few.
You know, and since I've been ministering, and it's just the truth, the hardest spirit that I've ever come up against is the spirit of religion.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, I literally, that's the biggest battle that I ever come up against is literally getting people to get over that spirit of religion.
Yeah, doctrines and all, formalisms, legalisms.
All the doctrines.
And you're right.
That's exactly what... That's the hardest thing because everybody wants to be right. Well, the Bible says this, your greatest deed is like a filthy rag. It's all about Jesus. It's all about the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit doesn't get recognized enough in the church. I wouldn't want to take anything from Jesus, but the Holy Spirit is our power while we're here. Jesus is seated at the right hand of the Father. We need the power of the Holy Spirit to keep us set free.
Amen. You got it. Yes. Well,
and I've I was going through another class. Jesse had me come down one night, and my wife and I were sitting there, and I watched you minister to a little girl there that night, and I saw some manifestations there, you know, Everett, and it literally opened my eyes to more than I ever thought I could dream or imagine. I literally was watching you talk to a demon by the name of Leviathan. I never will forget this. This little girl began to talk in a man's voice. And I thought, wow. Do you remember that night?
No, not really. But I've seen many cases just like that.
You know, I mean, but I literally watched
I had one
you talk
Monday
to
night.
This demon Leviathan. And I can remember when... You were talking to him, and you told him to open his eyes because he wouldn't look around, and he was literally, he told you that he was surrounded by angels with their swords drawn, about to cut him up.
Intimidates him, doesn't it?
It intimidates him, and he left. And when I called Jesse that night, I said, Jesse, why did I see that? He said, the Lord just wants you to know how real that this is. How real that these attacks are. How real the things that are really oppressing us and attacking us. Everybody thinks there's something wrong with him, but it's literally a spiritual attack where he's trying to sit down on you. And it does bring lethargic. It does bring all these other things because they're attacking you, because their whole mission is to destroy you.
That's it. You know, the case I had Monday night was just like I had the head demon up. And it could see the angels and so forth. And, you know, it gives you a view of how vicious the enemy is and how they're operating. Well, we're just about out of time. Dwayne, what could you say to the listeners in summing up here?
I would recommend it. It is life-changing. Don't put it off. Do not let any excuse, because I let so many excuses come up on Monday night why I shouldn't. It literally is life-changing. If you want to feel free of anything, it's all spiritual, and don't put off deliverance. It's 100% true. And I recommend you do it.
Amen.
And then I also recommend that you do follow-ups. I call them spiritual baths. I have to take baths all the time.
Yes.
I love deliverance.
Well, we're in the spiritual war zone. Well, thanks so much, Dwayne, for sharing, brother. That was great testimony.
Thank you.
God bless you guys.
Good one. God bless you.
Thank you. Pastor, I've never met either one of these people tonight, and they both have joy, peace, happiness in their voice.
Yes.
If I didn't know anything about it and heard that, I would think to myself, I want what they have.
Yes. It's there for everyone.
It's awesome. And that was actually something that the lady that I ministered to a couple weeks ago, she had called me several times before we were able to set it up because we live so far away from each other. And she told me, she goes, I always hear such joy and peace and happiness and everybody who calls and gives their testimony, and I want that. And that's why we come on here. We come on here to help. And I want to mention this. I talked to her about a week later, and I heard that joy, peace, and happiness in her voice over the phone. So praise God.
Hallelujah.
She got it. She
praise
obtained
God.
It. And it's just, it's there for the taking, people. You just got to apply it. You got to want it. You got to go after it. You got to get aggressive. You got to get mean at it sometimes. And just praise God. And we do thank everybody for joining us this evening. Again, that's deliveranceusa.com. And Doing the Supernatural Works of Jesus by Pastor Cox. We invite you back next week. God bless and have a good evening.
Good night.
Verse 19.